The word today is sin. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. When we rebel against God's holy will and do what we want instead of what He wants, it is called sin. Satan is always trying to tempt us into disobeying God. Here from our archives, to help us think through this subject, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Sin.
Today I want to think about the subject of sin. Let's reflect on some issues that deal with sin. For one thing, I think it's important to understand that one way of identifying who a true child of God is to ask them how they feel about sin. If the person says, "Well, I think sin is not good, and we ought to avoid it, and I try to be as good as I can be," and so on. If they talk that way, the chances are you're not talking to a Christian. Because one of the first evidences that a person is a child of God and that they recognize what sin is when they confess their sin and they say, "I believe that sin is what would keep us out of heaven, and that God, in His mercy, sent His Son Jesus to come to this earth and to die for us on the cross to take our sins away. And I know that my sins have been forgiven by Jesus, and as a result, I am a child of God, and God is going to give me the gift of heaven. Not that I deserve it. There's nothing that I could do to take my own sins away or to earn forgiveness or deserve forgiveness. But God in His love and in His mercy sent Jesus to pay the price for sin through His own death, and He was perfect, He was God. He didn't need to die for Himself, He died in our place, He died to take our sins away." Now when a person talks that way about sin, you know they are a child of God and that they have been converted, and that they are aware that sin is what alienates us from God until it is forgiven through Jesus Christ. So when you talk about sin and are aware of what sin is, you need to also be sure that as a child of God, you're warring against sin. Now, I mean there's a real battle going on because the devil isn't dead yet, obviously. The devil, who is a fallen archangel, has gathered his own disciples, not only the fallen angels that were kicked out of heaven with him, but his own followers, the demonic people, the people that have given in to Satan, the people who are unbelievers. They are all warring against the Christian and warring against Christ, and so there is a battle going on. This warfare is described in the Bible. St. Paul, when he was talking about himself, said, "There are some things that I shouldn't be doing that I end up doing. And there are some things that I should do that I don't end up doing." You know, these are different types of sins. There are the sins that we commit, you know, sins where we do something we shouldn't do, where we lie, where we steal, where we curse, where we waste time, any kind of a sin that is against God is something that can damn a person to hell if it's not forgiven. So don't think of sin as being little tiny sins or little white lies or things like that. Sin is demonic and sin can destroy. And unless sin is repented of and taken care of by being removed by Christ, that sin will grow and fester and become more and more multiplied. Sin, the devil just loves to make sin grow and multiply. And so let's take an illustration of a child who swipes some candy from one of the candy bins in a candy store, and maybe they think, "Well, that wasn't too serious, that wasn't too big." Maybe they try later in a few years to shoplift, and maybe they get away with it and don't get caught, and pretty soon they're stealing. and it gets to be bigger and bigger things, and it grows. That sin will fester. I constantly warn people that sin grows. It grows until it is repented of and forgiven. So think of the husband-wife relationships, for instance. Maybe it just starts with an argument. Refusing to listen, that's a sin. Refusing to be concerned, that's a sin. Refusing to see things in a good light, the way you should put things when you're in disagreement with somebody else. All those sins can grow and fester. And that first few sharp words between a husband and wife, if it's not repented of and forgiven, it can grow. Maybe the next thing is yelling, maybe some sort of physical fighting, and it just progresses on and gets worse and worse until it's taken care of, until it's repented of, and until there is forgiveness. So the first thing about sin is to realize it's progressive. It is evil. It spreads. It matures. It gets worse and worse until you take it to the Lord. I believe the strong Christian is in daily repentance, not just once in the morning or once at night, but throughout the day. You see something and you react angrily, or you react jealously, or you react defensively, whatever. These are sins that need to be repented of, and we should be in continual relationship of repentance with Jesus. I believe it's not a timetable thing. You're like an hour in the morning or an hour at night or in the middle of the day, whenever. It's not that sort of thing. It's a continuous relationship with Jesus Christ in which we are trying to serve him and be obedient to him and follow his will, follow his ways. You know, once in a while, Jesus had to point out to people that they may think they're pretty good. Isn't it kind of a nature of the human being to want to compare ourselves to somebody we think is worse? And we more or less say, well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. They're always drunk, or they're always arguing, or they're always doing something, cursing or swearing. You know, it's easy to compare yourself to somebody that you think is worse than you are. But God doesn't do that. God compares us to his holy will. And so even a tiny sin is something that separates us from God until it's forgiven, until it's repented of. So I believe we need to be living in a constant state of repentance in a relationship with Jesus Christ. We call that walking with Jesus. We call that every day keeping in mind that we are the children of God. We should act that way. We should speak that way. Our conduct and our attitude should be that way. So maybe you've had a time in your life where you say, well, I'm a pretty good father. I'm a pretty good husband. I'm a pretty good wife. I'm a pretty good mother. And you're talking more or less to yourself as though you're trying to encourage yourself. I'm doing pretty well. But let me remind you that it's also a sin when we fail to do what we should do. You know, the Bible is full of things that we are asked to do to glorify God. We are asked to tell others about Jesus. I believe it's an incredible sin when we fail to make a witness for Jesus, when we don't speak up for Jesus, when we don't tell the unbeliever how they can find Jesus and how they can see in Jesus their personal Lord, when we fail to worship, when we fail to pray. These are all sins, and they need forgiveness just as surely as the things that we do wrong need forgiveness. The Bible, in theology, we talk about these things as sins of omission, things that we're supposed to do, help our neighbor, help the poor, befriend the lonely, and so on, visit the sick, all these things that we should be doing that we fail to do are against God's will also, and we need forgiveness for them. As a matter of fact, I believe the strong Christian says in their prayers when they're seeking repentance of God that I want you to forgive me, Lord, even for my unknown sins. There may be an attitude, there may be something I did today or said today that I should be repenting of, and I don't even remember it. It doesn't even come to my mind. We can ask God to remind us of our sins. It's interesting that the devil frequently reminds us of our sins because he wants to accuse us. He wants to rob us of any joy that we have in Jesus Christ. He wants us to doubt Jesus. He doesn't want us to walk with Jesus day by day and grow in him and get stronger and stronger and more mature in our Christian faith. He doesn't want that. He wants us to doubt our salvation. He wants us to doubt whether or not we're saved. And he will use sometimes our sins to make us feel, well, I'm not even sure I'm a Christian. How could I have done that if I'm truly a Christian? So he doesn't want us to have joy and peace and comfort in Christ. He wants us to have misery. He wants us to have guilt. He wants us to have doubt. All of these things are the works of the devil. And so when it comes to sin, the most important thing to do is to repent and ask God's forgiveness. That's where the joy and the peace of mind comes. And then pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit, God himself, who comes into our lives and gives us strength. He says, there's no temptation that will come to you without his knowing it and without his being willing to give you the strength to resist it. So as you grow stronger by reading God's word, by coming to him in the holy sacrament of his body and blood, Holy Communion, and by growing in your relationship with other Christians who pray for one another and who encourage one another, study God's word together, all of these things brings you in a strong war against sin. And so if you have habitual problems that you're struggling with, ask for God's mercy and grace and strength. Speak to God often in prayer. Listen to him often in his word so that you become more spiritually strong. And your attitude towards sin, I have often prayed, please God, let me feel towards sin the way you do. Don't let me look at the devil's temptation as though they'd be enjoyable or that they would bring some sort of a help to me. Let them be seen the way Christ sees sin, evil, torturous, harmful, dangerous, so that I watch sin the way Christ does.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.